Oil down, inflation down, mortgage rates down. So that's what we're looking at for today, because since February 28th, I kept saying, well, if oil goes up, that means inflation's going up. That also means mortgage rates are going to go up. So today we got oil tumbling. That means good news for mortgage rates. So if you're watching this video, hopefully you're a home buyer, maybe a realtor trying to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates today. Well, you came to the right channel, folks. My name is Dan Frey. I'm the host of The Rate Update. I'm also a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video because you're here for these things. So let's get to today's news, folks. So just recently, it's kind of off the press right now, is it looks like there's maybe once again peace agreements in the Middle East. And we know that if oil prices come down, that's usually good for the markets. And here's why. In today's video, I'm going to explain to you guys how all this works. When you see, okay, oil prices are up, inflation's up, you know, why are rates going up or why are they coming down? So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video, folks. So as a mortgage analyst, what I like to do each day is I like to start it with the chart, because this is what I analyze all day long. So that number right up through there, that's all you really have to pay attention to. So you're new to my channel. If that number is green, that's good news. That means mortgage rates are going to get better. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. I'll take 35 all day long. It was up about 40 here a minute ago. So we'll come back to this at the end of this video. But what's actually making, you know, this MBS market rally higher, bringing down rates? Let's get over to it. Like I've been saying since February 28th, when we started striking Iran, I said, if you see oil prices moving up and they were about $65 a barrel, you're going to see inflation pressures moving up and you're also going to see interest rates moving up. And here's how it works. If oil prices go up, basically think of oil. It's in everything. It's in your car, how you get to where you're buying stuff, but the stuff you're buying, it was manufactured mostly with oil. So if oil prices go up, that's bringing the pressure on all prices up. That means if prices go up, that's inflation. So if we see oil prices coming down, that's good news. Today, a huge move, about a 6% move in the market. So what's this going to do to the markets? Well, it's going to be good news because this also makes companies more profitable. So you got the Dow Jones up almost 700 points. You got the NASDAQ up, and it's all because of oil. Here's what I want you guys to understand. Here's what the Federal Reserve looks at. Okay, they look at inflation and they look at the jobs market. Well, the GDP, they also look at that. 1.5, I'll give that a thumbs up. Okay, they really control that rate over through there. It's called the federal funds rate. All it is interbank lending. If one bank needs money at the end of the day, you might ask why. Well, they have to have a certain amount of assets kind of at their location for them to close the books. Let's say they have to have $10 billion in assets to be solvent before they close the books. So if they need money, they go out there and get it lent to them from another bank, and that's the rate they pay. So when their prices go up, you know, their rates go up, they push it over to the consumer. So that's kind of how that works. Jobs market, I'm thinking, let's pay attention to that a little bit more than the Fed. But here's what they're looking at. They're looking at this inflation number. It's at 3.7. It's probably about 4%. And it's just, they're wanting this at 2. So it's double. But if you look at right through here, just the other day, it actually came down. So last week, we got the new inflation number. It actually went from 4.1 to 3.7. So let's dive into the news that we got for this week to see if there's anything coming down the pike that's going to help us, because we know we got oil helping us this week. But what else does the Federal Reserve look at? What does the markets look at to really control rates? Well, they look at inflation. So today we're going to get the PMI, manufacturing PMI, the ISM manufacturing prices. This is going to show us kind of where the manufacturing prices are going. Here's what they're estimating. Last reading was 73. They think it's going to go down to 70. That means prices at the manufacturing level coming down. That's anti-inflation. Tuesday with the jobs openings and labor transfers, the JOLTS index. This is going to kind of give us a bead on where the jobs market is. If we're at 7.5 million, that's a fantastic number. Then you go to Wednesday, we're going to get the ADP payroll numbers. They've been pretty good. Last reading was 98,000. They're thinking they're going to go down to 71. Pay attention to that. Then we're going to get initial jobless claims. Then at the end of the week, we're actually going to get the official unemployment rate number. Well, let's go back to it. So last week, we got an inflation number that went 4.1, now to 3.7. The unemployment rate's coming out this week. I don't think it's going to change. It really hasn't changed for years. And then we got GDP just recently at 1.4. So we're looking at this market saying, okay, everything looks good, except that pesky inflation. Well, what's really controlling inflation? Let's get over to it. Here's the numbers I want you to look at. Inflation on the CPI number. This is what it's been over the last 12-month change. Here's where it is. It's bouncing all over the place. You see right through here a huge spike. Oil, that's the culprit of all this stuff. So if you see oil going up, you see inflation going up, you're going to see rates going up. Here's the weird thing is, all this is starting to come down, except for mortgage rates. So what mortgage rates are pausing on right now is basically this. They're saying, well, we're going to watch the things that the Federal Reserve does, but what we're really going to focus in on is this oil thing that we've got going on right now. So I'm going to ask you to watch two things. Number one is watch oil. As you see oil prices go up, inflation up, that means interest rates are going to go up. But if you see oil prices coming down, you're going to see inflation concerns coming down, but you're going to see rates and everything kind of sticky. And here's why. You remember we had that agreement with Iran recently, and then about 2 weeks ago, they start bombing ships again. That's why. Well, we need Iran to stay with the agreement for maybe 2-3 months. Once that happens, that's when you're going to start seeing everything really starting to come down from here. Here's what I'm actually advising my clients. Okay, so if you get a contract in, you know, today, we actually kind of think 3 or 4 over the weekend, we're going to lock in today. Well, first we're going to monitor this and see if there's any really movement in this, because this is good news for mortgage rates. So we're going to see if mortgage rates, this chart makes a little bit of a turn. We're basically going to look to lock in because I can't afford Strait of Hormuz closing down again, oil jumping to $120 a barrel, inflation rallying, and mortgage rates jumping up. So we're going to lock in. But let's say you're going to look to buy or maybe build down the road. What should you do? Well, again, watch oil. And the other thing is subscribe to my channel over there. The first 5 minutes of the show, we basically are going to tell you all the economic news you need for the day. We're going to show you the charts, and I'm going to give you my advice and what I think rates are going to do that day and most of the week. So what I'm expecting to do for you guys out there that are looking to build or buy, watch oil and watch my channel. I think you're going to be okay. I think rates have peaked out now, but it's dependent on that pesky oil. So that's what I'm looking at there. If you're a homeowner right now, I got some tools for you. If you want me to track your rates, payments, things like that, plug in your mortgage information right up there. It's called RateWatch 2.2. Here's what we can do for you. We can track your rate so you can say, okay, Dan, I'm at 7. When it gets to 5, call me. We'll do that. We don't sell the data. But what we can also track is, let's say you put in there, hey, Dan, I would like to save $200 a month, $300 a month, $500 a month. Call me, text me, email. We'll do so. So that's what we do over there. Again, we don't sell the data. Let's say, for example, you already went out there and got a quote. You went to bankrate.com, you went to your credit union, 3 banks, and lendingtree.com, and everybody pulled your credit, ruined your credit, and now you're like, okay, now what do? I got these loan estimates. What do I do with them? Upload them right here. Okay, upload them into Loan Estimate Reviews. What I'm going to do is a personalized video back to you and go over what our fees would be, what our rate would be, and if we can beat the other competition on both of those. Hoping to win you as a client. So let's get back over to what is the Federal Reserve expected to do at the next meeting? Now, last week we took a snapshot of this. Let's see where it is today. We got a, let's go to probabilities. We got a 62% chance they're going to hike rates at the next meeting. They're going to hike it from 3.5 to 3.75 to 3.75 to 4. So that's this cell here. Then they're saying as soon as we get into 2027, we're going to start hiking rates once again. Here's what I'm going to say. If this Iranian situation kind of starts halting today and the oil prices stay at these levels and kind of go down from here, don't be surprised if these numbers move over back into this sphere right through here. So my expectations, I think long term over the next 6-8 months, you're going to be okay. So that's it. Let's get back to the charts. We got up 34. I'm giving that a double thumbs up. So that is great news today. If you want to really track these rates or at least look at these rates, if you're a realtor, loan officer, or even a consumer saying, hey, what's today's rates? Go to our website, therateupdate.com. Click right through here where it says rate mortgage rates. It's going to give you all the information you need up through here. It's going to give you the top 6 programs when it comes to mortgage rates. It's also going to give you the primary driver that you can follow each day. You can, if you watch my channel, we watch the mortgage-backed securities market right through here. But if you don't have that, you can go down through here and see what the 10-year Treasury is doing. The most important information of the day will be posted over here. What's that effect on rates? It's going to be posted here. Down through here, it'll give you my most recent podcast. Then at the bottom, it's going to show you the predictions market of what's Kalshi and what's the poly market showing. What's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting? You're going to see these change over time. So that's it for today, folks. My name is Dan Ferriero. Like I said, hope you understand a little bit more now about what really makes these things here change each day and the most important things you need to watch when you're trying to track rates. Thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. See you back here tomorrow at the opening bell. Let you know where these things go tomorrow. And most important thing is the whys behind it. Thanks for watching. Take care. Bye-bye.